we even really know what glorifying God means? How do we glorify God with our lives? How, in whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God? What does that even mean? Does that mean that we are saying, yay, God, for doing these good things for me, constantly thinking about Him, constantly praying to Him? You know, how do you define that? That's first. I want you to really kind of set that definition in your mind, what you, how you personally glorify God in all that you do. But then second, we need to know what that actually means and how to first focus on the right things or the right way to glorify God before we can attempt to do it with our lives. So start thinking to glorify God. It would be smarter to be said to ascribe the glory of God or to be learning how glorious God is. So when we glorify God, what we're basically doing is seeing God for what He is, because He's not receiving anything from us. He delights in us when we do good and when we're fighting the good fight, but we're not bringing glory to God. Okay, He's full and complete as is. There's nothing He needs from us. So when we're glorifying God, we're seeing God for who He is and how He is. So being in awe of God all day and in all things, that's living a life to glorify God. So when we start hearing that, glorify God, glorify God, glorify God, let's think of it as us beholding the glory of God. That could almost define what a Christian means, is someone who has beheld the glory of God. Because when you behold the glory of God, there's no other option but to fall on your face humbly and say, Lord, I am unclean, I am sinful, save me. And that is glorifying God. So let us pray every day that we can gain that awe of God more and more. So then everything else, the trickle effect from that, is a life glorifying to God, and application just kind of comes with that. You don't need to think, what are the 10 steps of conquering lust? What are the 7 ways to better my marriage? No, no, no. You live under the glorious submission of a perfect and righteous God, and you live rightly because God is in full control of your mind, body, and soul. So I pray for that for myself, and I pray for that for you guys, and let's just continue these thoughts and these conversations about this, because it is the most important thing in our lives. Love you guys.